Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves to be, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood of sin.
I really do. I think that is one of the most beautiful versions of America that I have ever heard, because it's emotional. It has emotion in it. It has respect. It has awe. It's beautiful. I love it. It's totally beautiful. Well, welcome to Great Elvis and Rock and Roll with me, Jenny. Ann, you got your invite today and you made it. Awesome.
Yes, I did. Great. Love
miracles.
It.
Miracles still happen. Miracles do still happen. And Ann is here. I love that. I love that, because sometimes she comes in when she's not really feeling too well, and I so appreciate her for that. That is awesome. And Ann does the same thing. She might not be feeling right up on top, but she comes in, and I like that a lot. I really do appreciate that. And Victoria is in the studio listening again today. So, awesome. Welcome to you as well, Victoria. I think this is wonderful. Speaking of Victoria, on Thursday, I went to play her request. And surprise, surprise, it wasn't there. Well, you know, Jenny pulled one of her cute ones of putting it in the computer and not uploading it to the show. I did find it, though, in my computer, just like I thought it would. And I have loaded it into the show. So I think we'll start it with Victoria's request from Thursday. This is Roseanne Cash doing 7 Year Ache. Okay.
Baby, you don't say nothing when you're feeling this.
soul. Don't you know heartaches are heroes when their pockets are full? Tell me you're trying to cure a 7-year ache. See what else your old heart can take. Boys say, when is he gonna give us some room? But girls say, God, I hope he comes back soon.
So, you know, that's how that goes.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Really? Well, see, now you've heard it, and it's been years and years since I heard it. And she is so young in that video. My God. Her dad probably still had black hair last time I heard that song. I mean, that was a while ago, because he's gone for a long time. He's been gone. So that was a good song, though. That was a good song. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have something really cool. And I don't think it was planned this way, but I kind of gushed when I heard the original, and it just ended up having all three versions of The Fool. Okay? I've got Elvis's home recording of it. I've got the original recording of it, and I have Elvis's recording of it. So I'm going to play all of them, guys, because it's really awesome to be able to hear the differences. And it's only a 2-minute song, so not a big deal. We'll start out with Sanford Clark and the original version. And I didn't write it down, but I believe it was 1956 that he did this. I know John will correct me, but he's busy teasing Victoria right now. So here we go with Sanford Clark, the original of The Fool.
Round me, buddies, hold your glasses high and drink to a fool, a crazy fool who told his baby goodbye. He loves her so much, he wants to die. But drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye.
side. He needs her. He needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's fine. But he's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told my baby goodbye. So he wonders why he let her go. She's found a new love buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool.
All right, that was the original. Now you got that in your brain. You can still hear it in your ears. So we're going to play Elvis's home recording from 1959.
About me, buddy. Raise your glasses high and drink to a fool. A friend, gentleman, who told my name goodbye. He needs her.
Then there is that one, and Carolyn just joined us, but she wants to just listen to the show just like Victoria does, and I that's just fine. She can do that. That's not a problem. I just wanted to acknowledge that she's here and say hi. And you're welcome. Just sit and listen. It's not a big deal. Okay, I have something now that I want to read to you before I play Elvis's recorded version of The Fool, and that is, well, the author of this article, it's his take on Sanford Clark's and Elvis recording that song. Okay, so I'm just going to read this. Most of it's okay. A little bit of it I don't really agree with, but it's not a big deal, so we're not going to point it out or say anything funky about it. This guy wrote this. It was printed up July 5th of 2021. What happened on that day is that Sanford Clark died from COVID at age 85. And he was in a Missouri hospital. Now, this originated the AP wire in Joplin, so I would hazard a guess that the hospital was in Joplin, Mississippi. I mean, Missouri. So, but we have lost Sanford Clark. And this song was actually a top 10 hit for him in 1956, and he recorded it on Sun Records. Good old Sun Records. Oh, yeah. We like them a lot. Anyway, he died Sunday the 5th at Mercy Hospital in Joplin. So, okay, my assumption was correct. And he had been receiving cancer treatment before he contracted corona. And this was from his publicist and fellow performer, Johnny Vallis. He was born October 24th, 1935. Yay, another October baby. 1935 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he was raised in Phoenix. Poor man. Anyway, where he first began performing in the early 50s. The Fool reached number 7 on the Billboard Top 100. Now, how many of you are familiar with Billboard?
I am.
Okay. Good. Billboard, for those of you who don't know, Billboard is a music industry magazine, and each week they call around to radio stations. And when I worked at KGA in Spokane, I got a call from them every week. We start chatting about picnics and all kinds of stuff. But they place, depending on how many stations are playing a song, they place these songs in their popularity order from 1 to 100. Okay, and they do this each and every week. I got a call every week from Billboard Magazine. And it's very labor-intensive. I don't think they probably do it the same way now, but back in the 70s and 80s, that's how they did it. And I thought it was quite interesting because they're actually right in there, hands-on, talking to the people that are playing this music and finding out where to place these songs depending upon how many times a day or how many times a week they play certain songs. So with that method for Sanford Clark, The Fool reached number 7 on the Billboard Top 100. And it says the song was later recorded by several other well-known artists, including Elvis Presley and The Animals. Do y'all know who The Animals are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. Eric Burdon and The Animals. And later it was just The Animals. I guess Eric Spiegel wasn't quite as meeting strokes so much. Anyway, Presley actually recorded the song twice. The first time as part of his personal recordings while he was serving in the Army, which we have just heard, and then again for professional release in the 1970s, which we're going to hear after we go through this. This is the part I'm not quite so sure I agree with, because when Elvis did a song, he basically did it the way he wanted to do it, the way he thought it should be done. So this is why I agree with this next little paragraph. Vallis said, "You can hear that he's trying to emulate Sanford's sound. You know, most people I know want to impersonate Elvis, and here Elvis was trying to impersonate him." I don't believe Elvis was trying to impersonate Sanford Clark. He just happened to think that that was the proper way to do the song. He wasn't trying to emulate anybody. He just, that's how he wanted the song to be. Clark recorded, now that's my opinion. That's my opinion. I did not ask anybody about that. Clark recorded several other songs in the 50s and 60s that saw minor success before he left the music business to work in construction, of all things. Though he occasionally recorded in later decades on his own label, which was Desert Sun Records. So maybe he went back to Phoenix. More fool he. Sanford is survived by his wife, Marcia, and several children. Hey, you know, at least he had fun while he was here, right? That just kind of slipped out, you know. That's okay. So there is the skinny on a little bit of Sanford Clark. And he had a big hit with this. Number 7 on the Billboard Top 100. That is pretty darn good. That is really pretty good, hitting up number 7. And like I said, they called radio stations every week to compile these standings. So I think that's very, very good. And now we will hear Elvis's recording, and I'm going to play the one from the 1970s.
Gather around me, buddy. Ray, your glass is high, and drink to a fool, crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. Too late, he found he loved her so much, he wants to die. So drink to a fool, crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. He needs a son. He wonders why he let her go. She's found, she's found, she's found his love, buddy. He's a lucky guy. Oh, so drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. He needs a, he needs a son. He wonders why he let her go. Buddy, he's a lucky guy. Oh, so drink to a fool, crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. Who told his baby goodbye.
They just like to tag those little things on there. That's okay. We'll let them. Anyway, there you go with a little bit of the goings-on surrounding Song of the Fool. And R minus another artist. You know, it's just some people have a high resistance to that COVID stuff and some people don't. And those that have had their vaccinations have more of a resistance than others. To tell you the truth, I know I need to get that vaccination, but I'm a little bit nervous about it because I just don't want the vaccination to give it to me. And that's what happened to my grandma every year with the flu shot. And
it's not going to give it to you because there's not any of it in there.
Well, I was told different. I was told they have put some, they have put some of the killed virus in there, and one of them had some of the live virus, very, very little, but they discontinued that one. So,
Moderna is the safest one.
Yes, yes. And here they have discontinued Pfizer. They will not give the Pfizer. I think that was the one with a little bit of the live virus. That was a live virus vaccine, and that's just too dangerous. But, not everybody tells me. They say it just depends upon your sensitivity.
Yeah.
And something that goes around killing people just makes me a little bit nervous to be putting that vaccine.
Well, it does me as well. It does me
so. Too. But if I want to ever get on a plane anytime in the future, I'm going to have to be able to show that I've had it. So I'm going to have to just bite the bullet, knuckle under, and say, hey, girl, you know, if you die, you're going to heaven, so don't worry about it.
Well, we don't know that for a fact just yet, Jenny. That's not been put in the plan just yet for sure.
Which plan are you talking about?
About having to have your permission to get on the plane because you've been vaccinated.
Well, no. The thing is, they've been saying you don't have to have the vaccine to get on the plane. Depending on where you're going, you got to have it to be able to get off.
Well, I understand.
Depending
that,
on where you're going. So
there's nothing
like,
carved in stone at this time.
Well, honey, if you're going to Hawaii, yeah, there is. That is a requirement of the state of Hawaii is you have a vaccine.
Oh, in Hawaii there is? I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I read that a month ago. You know, it could have changed by now. I haven't seen anything real recently. This was a month ago I read this. So it's just that's when I decided, well, you're going to have to knuckle under and get it then, girl, because who knows how many other places that have decided you're not coming in unless you've got it. So you can't even fly into the Netherlands at all. They won't let anybody in, vaccine or no vaccine. It is starting to relax some. It is starting to relax. I'm not sure that's a good idea, but that's what it is. So I just think that I got to trust the Lord and take the vaccine and say, okay, God, whatever might be poison for my body in this, just neutralize it and take it out. And I've got to trust him to keep me safe if there's anything that would hurt me in it. Because people are allergic to different things, different elements of a vaccine. Mm-hmm. So you never know. There's no way to tell. There's no way to tell. Don't take this if you're allergic to this. And this, like, well, how do you know? So I've just decided that I'm just going to trust the Lord and have it. You know, I'm not going to worry about it. So I just got to call and make that appointment because it's free here. It's still free. So I just got to do that. That's all. I'm going in Tuesday to have my air conditioning in my car fixed. I've been dealing with 113 and 110 with no air conditioning in my car. Well, the farthest I go is the farthest I drive is 5 miles to Safeway and back. And that's just once a week to get milk and bread. So I'm doing pretty good. I don't need anything else right now. I got everything in my pantry.
I went through that AC thing last summer and new AC put in mine.
Yeah, when the repairman told me that my compressor is breaking apart. It can go at any time. And the bad part about that is it not only runs my AC, it also runs the serpentine belt in the front of my engine.
Mm.
Not a good thing if it goes bye-bye. I kind of coast to a stop and there I sit. So I'm having that done Tuesday, though, so not a big worry. I'm not planning on going anywhere but to the grocery store, and I'll do that on my way home tomorrow morning. And other than that, I'm just going to stay home all weekend and not tempt the compressor to go out. So that'll work. My goodness. Gosh. Jeez. Yes. Okay. Now, let's get to some of the music that John has sent me and some of the music that I have, because the other requests I've got are from Sue and Gwen and their Elvis songs. So we will get to them next, but we're going to play something in between. Okay?
Yeah.
And one of the songs he gave me last week that I'm going to play, since I'm down on this end of the alphabet, and believe me, that was the deciding factor. it's from our group. So you go to the B's, down to the W's, to the C's, down to the T's. You know, no. Let's not do that any more than we have to. So this is from a band called Middle of the Road. And they are European. They did this song live in the Netherlands in 1972. Okay, and the song is called Sacramento. Anybody in their right mind make a song about Sacramento, California? I've been there. I guess making a song about Sacramento is probably better than making one about Fresno. Oh my goodness gosh. Yeah, I saw that and I went, oh, my God. The only thing Sacramento has going for it is the capital of California State. But, so? But, But I can joke about Sacramento because I've been there, and there is really nothing to recommend it. The same with Fresno. It's like, okay, this wide spot in the road that they put because it's getting a boring drive, so they need a break.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Tell me, did anybody, well, I already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Did anybody ever drive up and down the I-5 back in the mid to late 70s at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I was unfortunate enough to have to do that like 4 or 5 times. Do you realize that now you go up and down the I-5 and there's little towns and there's gas stations and there's restaurants and there's all kinds of things to stop and do and all that stuff. You can get out of the car. You know, if you broke down on I-5 back in the 70s, you were just SOL. That was just too bad. Because there was nothing out there. Nothing. I remember we had to drive an hour and a half just to see a gas station when our engine in the Toyota was missing. You know, go clunk, clunk, clunk. And it's like, oh, Lord. They couldn't find anything that was wrong with it. We never did figure out whether it was the carburetor, spark plugs, or the alternator. We didn't know what it was. We changed all that stuff. Didn't seem to help. I think the timing was off just a little bit, but nobody would listen to me. I was a woman. So, you know, I just kind of stood back and said, okay, more fool you. Go for it.
Yeah.
But I-5 back then was a scary proposition because there was nothing out there. I mean, nothing. You didn't go through any towns. You didn't go through any truck stops or any. There was nothing out there, literally nothing. And it's hard to believe now because now you go up and down I-5 and it's just solid everything. And just like 90, what was that? What's that other highway? 90, 92, 90, 94, whatever it is, the one on the other side of the state that goes through every jerkwater town that they made, that you can find everything. But yeah, and that's one thing I thought of when I saw that song and went, Sacramento. That's not on the way to anywhere. It doesn't matter what highway you take, you got to get off the highway and take a detour to get to Sacramento. You know, well, whatever they want to do, I guess. Hey, it's a good song. People listen to it. So I guess a lot of people that listen to them don't know about Sacramento.
Seems like it.
Yeah, you know. But you know what? Your California experience is not complete until you see things like San Diego Zoo. Or you go up to Monterey and wander through the marina. See Sacramento, see Fresno, so you know what you're talking about when you see the Cheech and Chong movie that says, nobody wants to go to Fresno. And it's like, check out Redding. Redding used to be a really nice little town. I spent quite a bit of time in Redding with the band, and it was fun. You could get up to Lake Shasta. You could go and see the dam. There's a lot of things to do around Redding, and it was in nice country. It wasn't as hot as the rest of California either. So you got you could go to Chestina, go to Lake Susan. There's a volcano out there that is active, Mount Lassen. It's just there's a lot of interesting things that if you've never been to California, there's a lot of stuff to see. Don't just think California is L.A. or San Francisco. San Francisco is not as fun as it used to be. It used to be safe, and there used to be a whole lot of things to do that you were safe doing. Now, I wouldn't walk around the block. You know, that my own personal opinion, that's how it is. We lived in San Jose while he had a steady gig there for I think it was 4 or 5 months. And San Jose was fun. We used to go in the cars in the night. Cops wondered what we were doing a couple times, but we it was all part of the experience. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But if you've never been to California, you got a lot of stuff to see and experience before you can say you've been to California. L.A. ain't it, guys. L.A. is not the end-all, be-all of California. And so many people think it is. It's not. There's a whole other state. Go up Highway 101. That's the Pacific Coast Highway. And it does follow the coast all the way down. Up in Northern California, you go through the Redwoods. And I remember we went through there and we got out and walked one of the trails and found this giant slug. It was a slug because it didn't have a shell of any kind.
Yeah,
this, oh my gosh, this thing was about 4 or 5 inches through the middle and about a foot long. And I kid you not, that is not an exaggeration. This big old slimy thing humping along the trail. It's like, oh gosh. I have never seen a slug that big. But things like that you can find, things like that you can find in the rainforest. You know? And the same thing if you go to Washington State. Washington State has every micro ecosystem that exists in the world. They've got desert, high desert. They've got rainforest. They've got a temperate climate. And they have a wet, moist climate. And all of that. And they have mountains. So they have ski resorts. I mean, mountains where you get 10 feet of snow every year. Over the Snoqualmies. So everything, every microcosm that there is in the state of Washington. So, you know, you got, if you want to go and see stuff, you don't have to go across the ocean. Just hang out in the state somewhere for a while. There's a lot to see everywhere you go. Even in Texas.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because you've got, if you get off the beaten path, you can go to some of these parks and they're like caves and the grottos that shelter these crystal blue lakes and then the bluebells in the spring.
Beautiful.
And to stand on a hill and overlook a cattle ranch and see a whole herd out there just breaking over a plain. It gets cold. And it gets frickin' cold in the winter. not just like this last winter, but I mean in North Texas it gets cold every winter and they have snow and you got things to see wherever you want to go. You know, so check out your own country. If you can't afford to go overseas, don't sweat it. Get out the map, close your eyes, and point your finger. Mm-hmm. You'll find something to go explore and see. And it'll be great. You'll have a good time. Okay, now that we've gone through my travelogue, which I did not plan at all, but hey, you know what? It happens. I'm going to play Gwen's request. Because it's down in this end of the alphabet, too. Oh, gosh. This one is Elvis doing Soldier Boy.
Oh, my.
Soldier Boy. When you return, she'll rush to you.
was meant for only you. So prove your love is true. She'll be there to say I do.
It's kind of a sit and sway song, you know?
Nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay, I have had another phone number show up, and it's the same area code. I think it's Carolyn's number as well. Mm-hmm. So that's all right. We won't worry about it. We'll just let them sit and listen. That's fine. I've got a song that John sent me that is kind of like, whoa. You know, one of those songs?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Joe McElderry. And the song is Hear My Prayer.
Hear my prayer, hear my prayer. I carry you within me in my darkest hour.
Thank you.
that was an ending. There's nothing you can do for that one except just go, wow. That was pretty cool.
That was wonderful. Loved it.
Oh, my
Very
gosh, cool. Yes. Yes. Beautiful. And he's got the voice to do it. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, well, Carolyn just had some kind of a problem because she has hung up. So maybe she couldn't hear anymore. That's too bad. I hope she tries back again. I have something. It's another original and then Elvis version. Now, that's not what we agreed on. We didn't agree that I'd do the original and then Elvis's version, but I'm going to. And I don't think John will mind too much. This is the original of Moonlight Swim. From 1957, Nick Noble.
Let's go on a moonlight swim, far away from the crowd, all alone upon the beach. Our lips and our arms close within each other's reach. We'll be on a moonlight swim.
To each other, and as I clicked, my mouse slipped up and clicked Elvis. That's okay, because now we can do Nick Noble, and you can hear the original. I like Elvis's version better. It's more dreamy. You can kind of envision yourself swimming in the ocean off of a beach in Hawaii. Let's see what Nick does with it.
Let's go on a moonlight swim, far away from the crowd, all alone upon the beach. Our lips and our arms close within each other's reach. We'll be on a moonlight swim. Let's go on a moonlight swim, to the raft we can race, and for just a little while sit and pretend on the desert isle with me on the moonlight swim. Though the air is cold with kisses, oh so sweet, I'll keep you warm, so very warm, from your head to your feet. Let's go on a moonlight swim. We're in love and above, there's a crazy gold balloon. Sits winking down and inviting us to come on in. On the moonlight swim.
On the moonlight swim.
All right. Now that was Nick Noble. It's too fast to be dreamy. You know, it's like, okay, is this a moonlight swim or an afternoon frolic? You kind of got to wonder. I just want to say, yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. We're in a horse race. Yeah, let's go. And it's like, wait a minute, what? Hey, this isn't supposed to be like that. But anyway, we just got used to Elvis's slower version where you can actually enjoy a swim. And okay, I just want to say, yes, Carolyn, have Clyde call me. I did not know whose number that was. I just recognized it was the same area code and suffix as yours, or prefix as yours, and I didn't know if you were having phone problems or not. So have him call. I will unmute him, and we'll say hi to Clyde. I would like that. That would be fantastic. Yeah. But not during a song. He has to call between songs because I can't unmute him during the song. So, okay. Let's just flap my jaw for a minute to see if Clyde calls in, and so we can answer him if he does instead of letting him sit there and cool his heels. Although, you know what? That's something that guys used to be used to, like when they would go to pick up a date or something, they would sit and cool their wheels for a few minutes until she either came downstairs or came outside or whatever was happening. And there were a lot of dads that said, no, he wants to take you out. He comes to the door and picks you up.
Yeah.
That wasn't my era.
Mm-hmm.
But I never went on dates, so, you know, not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe the guys were afraid of me, or maybe, I don't know what the deal was. I didn't worry about it too much. I was too busy doing other things to worry about it. So I missed that whole thing. I didn't do parties. I went to the school dances, but that was because I worked the concession, selling the candy bars and popcorn and drinks. So that's the only reason I went to the dances. I didn't do the party thing. I just didn't. I think I was afraid what my stepdad would do to the guy. But... Oh, he wasn't a nice person. He really wasn't. But, okay. Anyway, that's enough of that. And I haven't heard from Clyde yet. So, he's calling in now.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if he's on. Is he on Carolyn's number? Because that's the only number I've got is Carolyn's number. Well, I'll answer it and see.
Hello there.
Hello. You are on Carolyn's number. Okay. How are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. How are you?
That's his cell phone, not mine.
Oh, well, this was a number. Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I saw basically the same area code and the same prefix and went, I don't know. I'll figure it out somehow. He'll tell me what's happening.
Yeah, there's two numbers difference between our numbers. I just wanted to tell you I liked the travel log. That was quite interesting.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed that because I was just kind of babbling on with stuff that I had been to and seen in the past. So I wanted people to know that there's a whole lot more out there than driving up and down the highway.
Oh, absolutely. And if you go on the East Coast, it's the same way. There's you get off of the main highways and you can find tons and tons and tons of things to do.
Yeah. And that's where you find the antique shops and the good restaurants or the little sandwich shops that be so good. You get off beaten path. Yeah, and get back in. And you can find little, like in Seattle, you get down there on the pier, and there's a little place, or there used to be anyway, I don't know if it's still there, but there used to be a little place called Ye Olde Curiosity Shop.
Yeah.
You would be amazed. And they sold a lot of stuff, but they also had displays that weren't for sale. I mean, like they had preserved in formaldehyde, a little premature baby pig. Why? I don't know, but it was there. And they had, okay, now this is going to make you laugh. They had a great, big, huge narwhal penis.
Oh, man.
Why? I don't know, but it was there.
Different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, you could tell it came from a whale, too. That was funky. They had, yeah, really. They had a, what was it, a two-headed baby pig. Of course, when it was born, it didn't live, but they put it in formaldehyde. And they're displaying all kinds of stuff like that. It was very aptly named, Ye Olde Curiosity Shop. And then you could buy little trinkets and doodads and stupid stuff and neat stuff, and there was just all kinds of stuff in there. You could go in there and spend hours just looking at stuff. It was jam-packed. So if you get off the beaten path, yeah, you can find a whole lot of stuff to do, yes. Really, really. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic because nobody else is there. They're all off at Pike's Fish Market or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. Or the big industry things like Disney World and SeaWorld, things of that nature.
Yes, yes. Six Flags and all that stuff. And the one thing, you know, like in Seattle, the thing you have to do because, you know, everybody does it, but it's not overcrowded like it used to be, is hit the elevator and go up to the top of the Space Needle.
Oh, yes, that'd
you don't
be
have,
fun.
Yeah, the observation deck, way up on top. You don't have to eat there. The restaurant is one floor down. You don't have to eat, but it goes around and around. So you just stand in one place and you see the panorama of the city. It's really cool. It's really cool to do.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, they have it stuck in the middle of an amusement park. They put an amusement park around it. So, you know, you can do bumper cars and all kinds of stuff there. So, yeah, you know, you just, like you say, Clyde, if you get off that beaten path and you do a little exploring, you can find all kinds of nice things. It's great. It's totally great. And something unusual that people don't normally look for. In Washington State in the spring, you get off the regular roads and highways, and there are fields and fields and fields of lavender. They grow it commercially there. Yeah, they grow it commercially
okay.
there.
Okay.
So, yeah, you just have to look. Just have to be willing to... You have to be willing to get lost.
Yeah, like you said, push a point on the mountain and drive.
Exactly. Exactly. And you will be amazed what you'll see on the way, or don't stick right to that point, but kind of explore around it, the different things you can see. Sometimes it's just out next to the truck stop. They'll have a petting zoo or something, you know, and it's like, what in the world is that doing here? But it's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Stop at a trading post. Trading posts are very interesting places.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. The huge pecan logs you can get at Stuckey's, you know.
Haven't had one of those in a long time.
I know. Don't you miss it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because they're always fresh. You can't hold it by one end because it'll kind of trail off into la-la land somewhere. Because they're so fresh. I've never had that fresh of one since Stuckey's.
Hmm. So, I don't think you'll ever get one except there either.
I think that's true. I think that's true, but I don't drive around and explore by myself. That was back in the day when my ex was in the band, and we were always traveling around places doing gigs. And everybody else would just hang around the hotel room or around wherever they were playing and have lunch or whatever. My ex and I would go out and go for drives.
Yeah, find all the nooks and crannies that are here.
Exactly, exactly. Like when we were in Tucson, the farthest anybody got from the hotel was the local park where they could play workup. Well, my husband and I went out to Saguaro National Forest, and we went to the Desert Museum, and we took a side trip down to the road that goes past Old Tucson and just out into the desert just to see what was out there. And, yeah, we saw a lot of the countryside because we didn't stay at the hotel or the club where they were playing. We went out and about. So, yeah, you gotta see something of where you are. It's part of your life. Make it worth remembering.
There you go. There you go. I'm going to go ahead and hang up and finish listening to the show because I've enjoyed the music.
Okay.
Also.
Awesome, because I got a lot more to bring you, honey. So, did you want me to just mute this and you hand the phone back to Carolyn, or what do you want to do with that?
I'm going into the story of send his money, and then when we get back out, I'll call back.
Okay, that's fine.
When you go in.
All right, that's fine. We'll say goodbye for now then, and you guys just do what you want to do. You can listen to the show again, and we'll move on with our music then.
Yeah, because he says he ain't got that much money that I can spend, so I won't be in there that long.
Oh, you're going to go look for somebody who's rich? I'm glad you called, Clyde. It was nice talking to you, honey.
Nice to talk to you. Take care.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
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 Bye. Bye, Ann. Bye.
Where did we leave off? Oh, well, that's okay. You got to hang it up, Clyde. Thank you. Well, that was kind of neat. Talked to Clyde for the first time. That was cool. All right. I have another home recording. But I like it. It's fun. This is Elvis doing There's No Place Like Home.
Is there no place like home? There's no place like home. Well, now I say home. Home, sweet home.
Home, home.
Now,
just
Well, there you be with that one. And John sent that to me. So I don't really know where he found it, but he sent it to me, and so I played it. And there you go, Elvis doing No Place Like Home on the guitar. Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Okay, how about another original and Elvis version? And this time we'll do CeCe Ryder. And the first one we're going to do is by The Animals.
Okay.
Well, Eric Burdon and The Animals, if you want to be accurate. They were still Eric Burdon and The Animals at that point. So this is the original, CeCe Ryder.
All right, don't lose it now. Come on.
If you ever get a chance to watch a video of the animals performing, do it. I don't think they knew how to stand still. Well, at least Eric Burr didn't know how to stand still. And when he did that yell at the end of a song, he was feeling it, man. It was really cool. It was really cool. But something even more cool is Elvis doing CC Rider.
CC Rider. Oh, I see you, CC Rider. Oh, see what you have done. Oh, I see you, CC Rider. Oh, see what you have done. I know you made. Back to fall. I'm going away, baby, and I won't be back to fall. Well, if I find me a good girl, I won't, oh, I won't be back at all. Hear what I say, baby. I said I'm going away, baby, and I won't be back to fall. Well, if I find me a good girl, I won't be back at all. Hear what I say. I said, see, right up. Oh, see what you have done. You have done.
Okay.
Now that was a good ending. They accomplished a very good ending with that one. I didn't feel a compunction to add anything. Boy, that's weird. I've got one by Johnny Earl that John sent me, and this is really kind of cute. I liked it. It made me smile. Okay, I love music makes me smile or laugh or do that business. You know, of course I got to think about it and actually do that on purpose, because that's not really me, but whatever. Anyway, this is Johnny Earl doing Honolulu Rockarola. We need to go to the islands.
If you could cast your eye on the Isle of Paradise, you'd be surprised to see what happened to Waikiki. They do the Honolulu Rock and Roller, Honolulu Rock and Roller. Come and see them all rocking away on the beach at Waikiki. You love the Honolulu Rock and Roller, Honolulu Rock and Roller. Hula hula girls swaying away neath the palm trees by the sea.
them swing. Honolulu Rock-a-Rolla, Honolulu Rock-a-Rolla, come and see them all rocking away on the beach at Waikiki.
Steel guitar thing was definitely Hawaiian. Of course, a steel guitar is not Hawaiian. It's country. But they adapted it very well. I think it fit very nicely.
Well,
music. Yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Lifts your spirits, and it's fun. And it has to do with the steel guitars and the ukuleles and the drums.
Mm.
It's fantastic. I think it's just fantastic. I am going to play Sue's Request.
Okay.
And it's an Elvis song called They Remind Me Too Much of You.
Take away the sun of flowers, cover up the sky of blue, close my ears to tender love songs, they remind me too much of you. Hide young lovers, warm embraces, keep stars and moonlight from my view. Let me forget there are such places, they remind me too much of you. Must I evermore be haunted, day after day my whole life through, by the memory of each moment that I spent alone with you? If these lovely things don't hurt you, our love just wasn't meant to be. But please come back to me, my darling, if they remind you.
boy, I tell you, if I was that girl he was singing about, I'd go running back. Top speed. Break the sound barrier. Yeah. Sometimes you wonder. It is. It really is a beautiful song. Even if it's sad, it's a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one that is just, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. It's a country song, and it's by a group called Thompson Square. It's a husband and wife. And I first heard this song when I worked at the radio station. And every time it would come on, I had to stop and listen to it because it's just so freaking cute. It just makes you grin ear to ear. It's so sweet. And then I'd go out to lunch somewhere, and they'd be playing it. And it was really popular for a while. It's kind of cute. So listen to this one. See what you think. Yeah. It's by Thompson Square. John sent it to me, and it's called Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not? I vote for Kiss Me.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with the smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this? Gonna kiss me or not?
Under, hit me with your best shot. I vote for Kiss. Yeah, I vote for Kiss Me. Yeah, I do.
Definitely. Well, those are some
right
on that cow, man.
Yes, they are.
Isn't that something else? Whoa, hey, that's called a close-up. Yes. All right, I've got something you guys are going to love because I loved it. It's fantastic. It's from a performance in Atlanta on July 3rd of 1973. And it is a spoken version of You gave me a mountain. And John sent this to me, of course. That was good.
That was really good. That's a great one.
He can put so much more emotion into it when he says part of it, you know, when he speaks part of it. I think that just adds another dimension to it, actually, is what it does. So, okay, here's a song that John sent me by Mary Hopkin. There you go. Mm-hmm. I thought that name's familiar. Can't remember what she did, but the name's familiar. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's good or not, but you know, there it is. Hey, okay. The song she's doing here is Knock Knock, Who's There?
Here's the rain run down my window pane. I'm on my own again. Good evening, sorrow. Sit and dream of how things might have been. And as I close my eyes, I get the strangest feeling. Knock, knock, who's there? With this beloved that's calling, the door is always open wide. Knock, knock, who's there?
And John just let me know, my encyclopedia man, he just let me know that the song I was thinking of that I could not think of was Those Were the Days. You know, those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. You know, that that song.
If I remember rightly, Jenny, Mary Hopkins was on Opportunity Knocks, and that's what, as she got into the singing.
Oh, okay.
Got picked up on there, yeah.
Okay. Well, see, here in the States, it was that song, Those Were the Days. That's what we first heard her doing here,
yeah,
that I can remember. I was like 12, 11,
yeah,
something like that, you know. But, yes, and at the time she did that, she had long blonde hair. When she did the video for this song, it was shoulder length or a little bit shorter. So some people still call that long, you know. I don't.
Yeah, true.
But,
no,
you know,
I don't. There you go.
Some people do. So there you go with that. I have another one that John sent me, and it is another Elvis song. And this one is takes 1, 2, 3, and 5. How they get out of order, I don't know, but I guess that's the producer's thing. He wants to keep everybody confused. So here's Elvis doing Wearing That Love Don Look in 4 takes.
Take number 1.
Oh, my boy. I had to leave town for a little while.
One more.
You said you'd blow your cool. I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I'd gone. But the look in your eyes, I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I'd gone. But the look in your eyes, I don't got to tell. Baby, oh God, I can get a pickup from there. Oh Lord,
Mama.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. Okay. I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I'd gone. But the look in your eye done told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on. Baby, you're wearing that love don't look. Shoo, 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 shoo. Baby,
cool, huh? Totally cool. And the sudden endings kind of catch you by surprise. You go, say what, huh? Over, huh? Because
yes,
you never remember
right.
those. You never remember. Way. Yeah, it's like it's a surprise every time. You never remember that it ended that quick. And it's like, what, what happened? Where is it? But we kind of catch up sometimes. And then again, sometimes we don't. But, you know, we do the best we can sometimes. you always got to put that little qualifier in there so you have an out. You need that emergency exit. All right. John sent me one that, it was familiar. It's from 1963, so it was really familiar. I was like 9 years old. So, you know, hey, how much do you remember from when you were nine? But anyway, this is a group called The Secrets that I did not remember. The song I remembered is called The Boy Next Door.
The boy next door has really got me dreaming.
She would like to hear this song. We've just got to let Betty know that she needs to try and send me a YouTube link so that I can get the version that she's wanting. And as long as it's not longer than 3.5 minutes, I will play her version. If it's longer than 4 minutes, I'll find a shorter version. Okay? Mm. But to give me a little paragraph that says, can I please hear this anytime you can play it? Well, that's wonderful, honey, but you're taking your chances and you're getting whatever version I find. So if you can send me that YouTube link, you're more likely to hear the version you want to hear. Okay? That's what that is for, actually. But this is what it is, and John sent me this, and then I found Betty's request. So this is from 821 of 69 at, I believe it's a live performance. This is Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
I can do the song special for you. You're beautiful, man.
Wise men say only fools rush in. But I can't help falling in love with you. Now I say, would it be? Yes, Lord. Flows surely through the sea, darling, so it goes.
got one more Elvis song here that I want to get through, if I can. I can get through the song. I don't know if I'll get anything else done, but I can get through the song. And this one is the midnight performance at the Las Vegas International from 8/26/69. Rubberneckin'.
We've got to start it over again and do it right. Okay. Okay, so again. Yeah, and it could be a little bit faster, I'll tell you. Let it go.
This is true.
What's that?
The girls enjoy it as much as the guys do with all of that rubbernecking and whistling and stuff. And admit it, girls, admit it. We enjoyed that too, as long as they didn't take it into insults and trying to touch. But as long as they were just whistling, saying, hey, beautiful, blah, 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 we enjoyed it just as much as they did. So it's a human thing.
Yeah.
It's a human thing. So anyway, guys, I've got 6 minutes left, so I wanted to take a minute to say thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad you got your invite, Anne. That is wonderful.
Too, thank you.
Oh, thank God. And Victoria's been here most of the show, and I hope she enjoyed it and had fun. And Sue has been here the whole thing. I hope you're okay, honey, and that you had fun, too. It was,
Good.
I'm so glad when you guys have a good time. And I had a lot of music to get to. And, you know, I had I had to put the travelogue in there, of course. That took up too much time, but it was fun.
Great show, Jenny. Loved it.
So, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Because Saturday, we got another one coming up.
Yes,
and Saturday, I believe that TCB is ready to roll again. So I will be putting Saturday's show on TCB back to normal, and we'll see how that flies. It should be okay, but we'll find out. And I think Shauna is going to have a show Friday night. So we'll just see what flies down the middle of the road, guys. It's trying to get back to normal, and it should work okay. So be ready for Shauna's show Friday, and then I'll be back on Saturday again, hopefully rested or reasonably so, and we'll do the music thing again. We'll just lift our spirits, and we'll have so much fun and enjoy it, and we'll laugh. And, well, I'll laugh. I don't know if you guys will or not, but I will. So we're just going to have a really good time. And I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, and I know it's one of John's. And this is just to kind of ease us out of this. It's the Charles Aznavour song, She.
Oh, no.
And I'll see you all Saturday, honey, if you take care and stay well and don't have a heat stroke. I'll see you then.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Darling, remember, Nobody knows.